Climate Change Working Group is a new addition to the China-U.S. Strategic and Economic Dialogue. Established in April this year, the Climate Change Working Group has become one of the highlights of the bilateral ties. Head of the Chinese team, Xie Zhenhua, who is also the Vice Director of the National Development and Reform Commission, says the working group has raised five new action initiatives. Xie says the new initiatives are designed to try to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and air pollution.
These five areas are reducing emissions from heavy-duty and other vehicles, increasing carbon capture, utilization, and storage, increasing energy efficiencies in buildings, industry, and transport, promoting smart grids, and last but not least, improving greenhouse gas data collection and management.
Xie Zhenhua says both sides are keen to address climate change. Xie notes U.S. President Barack Obama has recently outlined his green initiatives. At the same time, he notes that the Chinese government has also put together a policy of green, low carbon, and circular development.
Both countries are acting actively in transforming their growth model. Under the context of sustainable development, both countries are taking active measures in addressing climate change and improving the environment. I think the measures we've taken are working towards each other for the same objective and have created a very good political foundation for our cooperation in climate change. Meanwhile, both China and the United States are adjusting their industrial and energy structures, thus creating a huge potential of cooperation. And the market prospect is also very huge.
Xie Zhenhua notes, climate change is a global issue that requires global input. He says both China and the United States are working together toward the creation of a new multilateral agreement.
We both agree to continue to make joint efforts to push forward the multilateral negotiations. Hopefully, we can reach a new agreement on climate change by 2015. We hope all signatory countries will honor their commitments to the agreements reached at last year's Doha round of negotiations and previous negotiations. That's the foundation of a political mutual trust. In negotiating for a new agreement on climate change, the principles of a common but differentiated responsibility must be adhered, and we shall also take into consideration the different development stage, level, and capacity of different countries so that we can reach an agreement that's reasonable and can be accepted by all.
The U.S.-China Climate Change Working Group is expected to develop its implementation plans for its five action initiatives by October. For China Radio International, this is Xiao Hong reporting from Washington.